我们下午的崇拜聚会要继续早上所讲的题目。
In this afternoon service, we would like to continue this morning's topic.
扎实的信仰。
That is firm belief.
这是我们根据主耶稣所说撒种的比喻里面的其中的一种，把它定题目的。
This topic was extracted from the parable of the sowers. It's among one of the kind of sowing.
主耶稣在马太福音十三章里面讲了很多的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus has said many parables.
这些比喻呢，都非常重要的道理。
And all these parables are very important doctrines.
那么在十三章里面，有人说是七个比喻，也有人说是八个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 13, many people think that is.There are seven parables, some think that there are 13.
那么这些比喻都牵涉到神国，就是属灵神的国。
All these parables has to do with the heavenly kingdom.
那么神的国呢，有形无形都会显明出来。
Whether God's kingdom is visible or invisible, it will be seen.
有形的指着我们这些相信耶稣的人。
For those tangible ones are for those like us who are believers.
就是神的百姓。
That is the people of God.
这些就是属神国里的人。
And they belong to the kingdom of God.
那么无形的呢，也会出现在每个人的内心啊。
For those of invisibles, they are dwelt in God's heart.
当然呢，更能够实现到将来在天国里面。
Of course, it will extend to the heavenly kingdom in the future.
那么撒种的比喻是第一种。
And the parable of the sowers is the first parable.
这个撒种的人呢，他无论是地是好的坏的，他全部把它撒下去。
The sowers, they will scatter the seed, disregard of the kind of soil that is.
根据主耶稣的解释呢，种子就是神的道理。
According to Jesus, the seed is the word of God.
那么也就是说，传福音的工作要建立神国啊。
It means that the ministry is to establish the heavenly kingdom.
神国要实现在地面上，要实现在人的内心，一直实现在天上。
The heavenly kingdom will be realized in heaven, in this world, and also within our heart.
那撒种的人所撒下去呢，大概有四个地方。
And for the sowers, there are four places that are likely to be sold.
第一就是路旁的。
One of them is along the path.
后来种子呢被鸟吃掉了。
And later on, the seeds were eaten by the birds.
当然结果不好。
Of course, the ending was no good.
第二种呢，就撒在熟头地的。
The second kind is on rocky places.
因为地很硬，所以没有办法扎根，不久呢就枯干了。
And because the ground is hard, it's difficult for the seed to root, so it died not long after.
第三种地就是在荆棘里面。
The third kind is among the thorns.
可以发芽成长到真。荆棘挤住的地方就没有办法再成长。
It will grow up until it choke the plants.
这以上三个地方呢，我们有谈到就是荒忙的生活。
The above mentioned three places, we refer that to a kind of a lost life.
冲动的信仰。
That is impulsive belief.
还有内心的荆棘。
And also the thorn within our heart.
那么早上呢，我们就谈到这个好土地的。
And this morning we talk about the good soil.
种子呢落在好土里面，当然有美好的结实。
Of course, when seeds landed on the good soil, it will end up good.
有一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
It will grow into 160 or 30 times.
当然呢，这里面呢有含着很多美好的道理。
Of course, within such a parable, it bears many good doctrines.
那把这个好土地呢，我们把它定为题目为扎实的信仰。
So for this good soil, I would like to talk about the topic of the firm belief.
是经得起考验的。
That is something that can withstand trials.
是能成长，能够结实的。
It will grow and grow, become firm.
那属于好土地的呢？啊，才数分之一啊。
And among the seeds that were sowed to the good soil are only a quarter of it.
那也可以说，大多数的人的心地在神的要求之下都不够标准。
That is to say, in majority, majority people does not meet the requirements from God.
能够达到神的标准呢，只有数分之一。
If we can reach the standard of God, there is only a quarter of us.
那做数分之一又有分别。
And among the one quarter, there are also differences, among those.
因为有的结实三十倍，有的六十倍，有的一百倍，当然不同。
Because some grow in 100 times, some grow 60, or some grow 30 times.
但是能够列为好土的，相当不错。
However, for those who are considered that has placed in a good soil are considered as good.
对整个世界上的人来说呢？啊，如果以神的标准来要求呢，还是呢不多。
As far as the people in this world, in God's standard, we're still short of.
能够达到神所要求的人太少。
For those who can reach the standard of God, it's only among the minority.
这就是我们在不断的努力，要获得神的肯定。
And that's the reason why we have to continue to strive to pursue the recognition from God.
那么有关好土的条件呢，主耶稣有谈到几点啊。
And for the conditions of the good soil, there are several points that Jesus has mentioned.
请看马太福音十三章二十三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 23.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 23, Matthew chapter 13, verse 23.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍。主耶稣在这边提到，好土地的人就是听道理能够明白的人。
Here Jesus said, for those fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understand it.
听到能够明白，也要靠神的开启我们的心窍。
Hearing the words of God and understanding it really depends on God.
听道理能够明白，也需要借着我们的虔诚跟信心去配合。
In order to understand discernment, we have to also prepare ourselves in our belief.
听道能够明白，也要经常去温习，温习几次以后就更加明白。
In order to understand the words, we need to always do revisions.
这是我们早上所提到的。
This is what we have mentioned this morning.
那下午呢？我们要谈的内容呢？我们请看路加福音第八章十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
路加福音第八章十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐的结实。主耶稣在这边讲到这个撒种比喻里面的好土啊。
Jesus mentioned over here about the good soil in his parable.
总之说，落下去的人呢，就是指的人听到，能够持守在他的诚实善良的心里。
The place where the seed lands on is, that means, is the place where the words of God has landed in our good heart.
有这种心的人呢，能够达到神所要求的标准啊。
But for those people with such a heart, they could reach the standard of God.
虽然呢，所撒下去的地方的占只有占数分之一。
Even though that's only a quarter among those that are sold.
如果以全世界人口的比例来计算，相当好。
According to the population in this world, it is considered as good.
能够有数分之一是属于好土地的。
And we could consider a quarter of the total population as landed in good soil.
那这里提到的条件呢，就是有诚实善良的心啊。
And here the standard is for those who are noble and good-hearted.
那么有这种心呢，还要把神的道理持守在这上面。
Not only having such a heart, they have to also retain it.
那要达到这种情形当然不容易的。
To attain such a standard, it is indeed difficult.
诚实的人实实在在没有心机啊。
And honest people do things without motives.
没有诡诈。
There is no slanderness.
但是人往往呢啊在做一件事情的时候
However, when we are doing things,
本质是很诚实。
It might be honest in its nature.
但有时候经不起他所做的事情的考验。
However, sometimes we cannot withstand the temptations of or trials of the matter.
虽然本质是诚实的，但是没有办法把神的道理储锁在上面。
Even the incident itself is honest, but we cannot hold on to the word of God.
因此呢，在所做的事上呢，就稍微有瑕疵啊。
And that's the reason why in some things that we pursue, that we could not uphold the word of God.
那么如果能够把它储锁在里面呢，啊，就很完美。
If we could retain the word of God in it, it would be something perfect.
本来是很好的。
It is initially good.
但是因为种种的关系呢，就会啊有那缺点呐。
However, due to different circumstances, become something that is short of.
所以有的人在他的职务上呢，啊，会扮演双面人不可。
For some people in their job, they have to be two-faced.
就是两面的夏娃。
That is, they have to face, they have to be two-faced.
你说这个人不好吗？不是的。
If you say this person is no good, it is not true.
他有时候为了要啊，得到两面得到造就，就扮演双面人。
So in order to please two sides of people, he has to be two-faceted.
这种善良的双面人呢，还是有的。
And there are people like this as described.
但是呢，不好的双面人，当然呢，我们不敢这么做。
However, for those bad people, we must not be so.
所以要真正成为诚实的人呢，是不容易的。
So in order to, it is difficult to become an honest person.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻，就是要听众呢，啊，向这个目标去努力啊。
So the parable, of Jesus is to, let everyone strive towards the goal.
当然呢，越努力就越能够达到目标啊。
Of course, the more you strive, the easier, the closer you're getting to the objective.
我们人人都有成熟善良的心。
Of course, within us, we have a kind and honest heart.
但是往往就是不能够把这个种子，就是真道呢，储锁在里面。
However, it is often difficult for us to uphold the word of God within our heart.
所以保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候
，That's why when disciple Paul wrote his letter to the church of Philippi,
他说在这个弯曲悖谬的时代里面
，He said in this crooked world of ours.
要成为这种成熟人真的不容易啊。
It is very difficult to become a honest person.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
15节。
Verse 15.
腓立比书第二章十五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
使你们无可主宰，成熟无为，在这弯曲波谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这时代中好像明光照耀。一个人要达到无可主宰真的很困难。
For someone to be perfect and not to be accused of, there will be something difficult.
这种圣人在世界上很难找。
And this kind of holy person is difficult to find in this world.
虽然圣经里面也有称为神人，神人啊，但是还是有瑕疵的。
Even though for those who are called godly person in the Bible, they still bear imperfections.
尤其在这弯曲悖谬的时代。
Especially in this crooked and depraved generation.
要达到无瑕疵神的儿女是不容易的。
To become blameless and perfect or pure, it will be difficult.
但是我们可以向这个目标来努力。
However, we could work towards this goal.
那么我们越努力呢，越能够显出呢基督的光出来。
The more we work towards it, the more we can shine like a star for God.
使基督徒在这个世界上渐渐有影响力。
So that a Christian are able to influence others in this world.
能够明光照耀。
We could shine like a star.
实际上，这个世界上是越来越黑暗的。
As a matter of fact, this world has been darkening.
基督徒的影响力我们不可否认，但是还是不够的。
Even though the influence of Christians towards others are great, but it is still insufficient.
但是这些基督徒都不灰心，继续在努力啊。
But these Christians are not discouraged. They still continue striving towards their goal.
好像我们在加拿大这个地方不断地为主耶稣呢发光啊。
It is like we work for Jesus and keep on shining for him.
所以神的道理能够持守在诚实善良的心里。
So the word of God is based on dwelling in a honest heart.
那就会渐渐成为一个无瑕疵无可指摘的人。
Gradually the person will become a blameless and pure one.
所以主耶稣所说的撒在好土里面呢就是这种人啊。
That's the reason why when God mentioned about those who are sown into the good soil are these kind of people.
当年亚伯拉罕蒙神选召的时候
Of course, when Abraham were chosen by God,
他的本族呢就是属于诚实善良的人。
And his nature was of honesty.
在当时的时代能够找到这种人当然是不容易的。
In that time, it's difficult to find someone like that.
那么亚伯兰能够蒙神选召。
And Abraham was able to be chosen by God.
也就是说神给他机会。
That is, God has given him the chance.
让他能够在神的话语上来操练自己。
So that under the word of God that he is trialed.
他是一个好土地的人。
He is...A person belongs to the good soil.
他也不断地来向前努力。
He continuously strives towards the front.
我们请看尼希米记第九章第八节。
Let's turn to Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章第八节。
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse
8. 你见他在你面前心里诚实，就与他立约。应许把迦南人、客人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、耶布苏人、哥加撒人诸地赐给他的后裔，且应验了你的话，因为你是公义的。历史在介绍过去的神所拣选的亚伯拉罕。
The history is talking about the Abraham in the past.
他当年能够蒙神选召，就是因为本质好。
Of course, his chosen by God was due to his good nature.
这里说他心里诚实啊。
Here he said his heart is honest.
实际上，亚伯兰也不是完美的人。
In fact, Abraham was not a perfect person either.
但是他呢，本质好，所以成为好土地的。
However, because his nature is good, he still belongs to the good soil.
所以神的话临到他就能够发生很大的效果。
And that's the reason why when the word of God fall upon him, there are great influences.
亚伯兰以他的信心一一去接纳神对他所说的话。
Abraham has accepted the word of God by his faith.
同样的，今天主耶稣的话，你有没有像亚伯兰的信心去接纳呢
？In the same token, we as a Christian today, do we accept the word of God in the same way?
听到主耶稣的福音呢？能够持守在这个成熟上面吗
？Hearing the word of God, are we able to hold on or retain it with our honest heart?
如果能够这样，我们就真正在神的面前就是好土地的，就是心地很好的人。
We will be belong to the good soil if we do likewise.
主耶稣在这个比喻里面所强调的诚实又善良的心。
In Jesus' parable, he stresses the honest and pure heart.
一个人的诚实。
A person's honesty.
有时候呢，没有经过考验呢，表现不出来。
If it's not trialed, it is not a true one.
那有时候经过考验以后呢，他会更加诚实。
For some people, after several trials, his honest heart will become even more so.
在几十年前呢，曾经在报纸上报道一个真实的故事。
In 10 some years ago, there was a report of a story. in the newspaper.
在那时候，台湾的和平东路那边呢，有一个路旁呢，有很多人在卖水果啊。
There are certain street in Taiwan that were the gatherers for all the fruit dealers.
其中呢，大多数都在卖西瓜。
Majority of them were selling watermelons.
西瓜很便宜啊。
Watermelons are cheap.
所以有一些教职员下班以后就顺道呢啊，到那边去买个西瓜回家。
So a lot of people would like to swing by there just to buy some watermelons.
那有一个老师啊。
And there was one teacher.
他有一天下班呢，也顺道到那边呢买一个西瓜回去。
So one day after his work at school, he went to that place to buy a watermelon.
这个西瓜很大。
And watermelon was so big.
称起来呢，有十斤呐。
It was over 10-some pounds.
他就买这个西瓜回家。
So he bought the watermelon home.
当然，他所居住的隔壁呢，有一家杂货店。
And of course, there was a grocery store next to his house.
这个老板，杂货店的老板在傍晚呢，就坐在他的门口纳凉啊。
And when the sun is setting, this grocery store owner sat in front of the store.
看到这个老师下班回来，手里拿着一个很大的西瓜。
And saw him carrying such a big watermelon home.
他说：“哎，老师啊，老师啊，你买那个西瓜多少斤啊？”
So he asked the teacher, "Hey, how heavy is the watermelon you bought?"
他说刚好十斤啊。
He said it's exactly 10 pounds.
哇，相当便宜啊。
And he said it was really cheap.
那这个杂货店的老板有一点经验，他一看呢，大概都不会相差太远。
So because this owner of the grocery store is very experienced in looking at foods, so he knows that how heavy this watermelon will weigh.
他说我看大概不到十斤吧。
And he said this watermelon probably doesn't weigh more than 10 pounds.
他说不会错了，他在称的时候我看得很清楚。
He said, the teacher said, you won't be wrong, I saw them weighing it.
他说来试试看啊，我店里的这边也有磅秤啊，试试看。
So the owner said, how about try my store using my weight?
就放下去呢，八斤啊。
So after they place it on the weight, it showed them that it's 8 pounds only.
奇怪，他那边一称十斤，拿到你这边就剩下八斤啊。
That is so strange that when I bought it, it was 10 pounds that I saw, but now when I weigh it over your place, it's only 8 pounds left.
虽然这个西瓜很便宜，但是这个老师呢，还是不甘心再带回去。
Even though this watermelon is cheap, but he's not willing to be cheated on, so he brought the watermelon back.
请卖西瓜的老板重新再称看看。
So he asked the watermelon dealer to weigh the watermelon again.
还是十斤。
And that was exactly 10 pounds.
那他就抓住他这个在称这个东西啊，就抓住说到派出所。
So he called him up and brought him to the police station.
这个卖西瓜的老板在这个时候呢不敢去啊。
And at this time, this watermelon dealer do not dare to follow him to the police station.
因为他这个磅秤啊，他动过手脚啊。
Because he has fixed on his weight.
所以他的西瓜比别人便宜，但是占便宜呢，他从这个再把它赚回来。
So because he's selling the watermelon cheap, but he can balance that up by selling it with a heavier weight.
简单说就是他这个磅秤呢就是诡诈的磅秤，不标准啊。
So the weight that he used is not honest.
那这个时候呢，这个卖西瓜的老板就告诉这位老师。
So the watermelon dealer told the teacher.
好了好了，不要计较，我这个西瓜送给你，我钱退还给你，这样好吗？
So he said,
当为没有事吧。
So he said, I'll just give you the watermelon and refund your money back and just treat it as nothing happened before.
他说不行。
He said, no.
我被你骗，你还是会骗别人。
He said, I've been cheated by you. You will go on and cheat someone else.
我也不要赚你的便宜。
And I do not want to take advantage of you.
你从今以后要发誓做一个成熟人。
You must swear to me that you will be an honest person from now on.
好，这个老板为了改过自新，把他这个称西瓜的东西拿起来，把它摔破了，摔坏。
So this watermelon dealer took his balance and just break it, just broke it on the ground.
今天我生意也不做了，从明天开始要买一个标准的。
So he said, from tomorrow onwards, I'll buy a standard weight.
那现在我摔坏了、摔扁了这一个呢，我要摆在这边做圣迹。
So for this one that I have just broke, I must place it here as a reminder.
请你明天再来看。
Please come tomorrow and see.
那今天呢，你买这个西瓜，我按照我所说的，我送给你，钱退还给你，表示我的悔改。
Today the watermelon I will refund you to treat it as what I can repay you.
从此这个故事就传开了。
So this story has spread it.
因为他出入去上班呢，他把这个事情告诉学生，告诉他的同事啊。
So he told the story to his colleagues and also his students.
这些好奇的学生老师呢，就去看，一看就买一个。
So many people went and see this watermelon dealer and bought a watermelon.
那这个西瓜摊呢，这个老板啊，就非常高兴，怎么，过了一天生意越来越好。
And the dealer was so happy that he was able to sell so many watermelons each day.
他后来又把它写四个字，诚实主就是资本呐。
So he later wrote a slogan on his door that he's honest.
那么这个故事呢，一传十，十传百，哇，他真的他的生意啊越来越好。
So because of his honesty, that his business is getting better by each day.
那么记者就把他报道出来。
And later on, even the news reported on his story.
后来看到报纸的人也是好奇，跑到那边去看，顺便又买一个。
And for those who had read the newspaper about his story, also curious about it, and went to his store and bought a watermelon.
后来这个卖西瓜的老板真的很发达。
And later on, this watermelon dealer becomes so prosperous.
因为他以后呢，真正是一个做一个呢比较成熟的。
And later on, he became a much honest person.
所以主耶稣所强调的好土呢，就是能够出手真道在诚实跟善良上。
So the good soil that Jesus was talking about was about a kind and honest heart.
那么当年保罗在传福音的时候
，Of course, when Paul was preaching.
也体会到这种信徒啊。
He has felt of such a belief.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第三节到第六节。
Verse 3 to 4.
哥罗西书第一章第三节到第六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 to 6.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里面的信心，并向圣徒的爱心。第五节
Verse 5
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。第六节
Verse 6
这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果就增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音真知道神恩惠的日子一样。哥罗西那边的信徒啊
The believers at Colossia,
他们听到福音以后呢这个结识非常好。
After hearing the gospels, they have bear much fruit.
所以保罗因为这样常常向神感谢。
Because of this, Paul has given much thanks to God.
因为保罗能够从各方面来获得他们的情况。
Because Paul was able to know their well-being from many ways.
这里有提到他们的信心跟向信徒的爱心。
Here he mentions the good hearts that towards the towards the belief of the members.
还有属天上的盼望。
And also the belief in heavenly kingdom.
这三个信望爱太完美啊。
The hope and also love and also belief, faith is precious.
那么哥罗西那边的信徒能够有这种情形。
And the believers at Colossae is they are able to have such a belief.
当年让这个传福音就是撒种的保罗啊，能够感谢再感谢啊。
Of course, Paul as a sower give much thanks to such a good result.
并且呢，啊，他们呢不断的结果住，不断的增多啊。
And also the Colossians they have continued to bear fruits and the population grew.
当年呢。在神的教会里面，这些豪徒的人很多啊。
Of course, in the Church of God, there are many people belongs to the good soil.
都能够像哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹一样。
They are like the church in Colossians.
在信心上、爱心上、盼望上，不断的增强啊。
In our faith, in our love, in our hope, we must continue to grow.
那么当然呢，这种豪徒呢，能够结果住呢。当然有三十倍、六十倍、一百倍。
Of course, being sown on such a good soil, we are able to grow 160 or 40 times.
实际的结果以外呢，再加上神特别的恩典呐。
The actual result is such that we have the grace from God.
农作物要百倍的收成是不容易。
For a crop to grow 100 times is difficult.
种多收多，种少收少。
The more you sow, the more you harvest. The less you sow, the less you harvest.
百倍的神迹其实还是有。
But the 100 times of the miracle of God is existing.
同样的，在神的家中，教会还是很丰富的。
In the same way, in God's house is always abundant.
啊，这是豪徒的第二个条件。
And this is the second conditions to our criteria to the good soil.
第三个条件呢？
And the third criteria,
还要加上呢，能够忍耐才能够结实。
Is that on top of it, one must persevere in order to be firm?
我们再看一次，请看《路加福音》第八章十五节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verse 15 again.
路加福音第八章十五节。
Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
那落在豪土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。主耶稣在这边说，豪土呢，第三个条件就是能够忍耐。
Here, Jesus said, a person of the good soil must have a perseverance heart.
有的人有诚实善良，却缺乏耐性。
Some people, even they are noble or having good heart, but they do not have the perseverance.
能够持久忍耐这种美德是很难得的。
For those who can be patient and also persevere are indeed of good virtues.
像那种冲动型的信仰就是没有办法持久忍耐。
And for those impulsive belief are not able to withstand for a long time.
所以扎实的信仰呢，当然包括呢有耐性。
So, a firm belief also includes for those who have perseverance.
才能够经得起考验的。
So they are able to withstand trials.
当然，这个考验包括时间环境。
And also, and this trial includes time and environment.
当然呢，包括人事，人最复杂。
And also, it includes the human relationship.
但是，这种有耐心的人呢
，And for those who perseveres,
就有结实啊。
And they are able to grow firm.
所以要成为标准的豪土是不容易的。
And that's the reason why it's difficult to become a good soil.
希伯来书的作者在强调。
And the author of the book of Hebrews stresses.
能够把起初那种切实的信心坚持到底呀。
He emphasized that we must hold on to our first belief.
是不容易的。
It is difficult.
人的本质就不错的。
The nature of people are good initially.
问题就是没有办法持久。
The problem is we often are not able to persevere.
那么在基督里面呢，能够持久的人呢，他属灵的福气一定会得到的。
Within the Christ, if someone who could persevere, he will receive the grace from God.
请看希伯来书第三章十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse
第三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14。
我们若将起初切属的信心坚持到底，就在基督里面有份。将来在主耶稣的面前，你能够站得很快乐。
In the future, when the second coming of Jesus, we can stand in front of Christ with joy.
你就是在基督里有份的人。
And that is, we have a part in Christ.
因为你能够从起初切属的信心把它坚持到底呀。
Because we are able to hold on firmly to our belief.
所以主耶稣的道理也称为忍耐的道理。
And the word of Jesus is also considered as a word of perseverance.
因为在他的道理里面也有甜的酸的都有。
Because in his doctrine there bears bitterness and also sweetness.
在神的话语里面呢有的非常苦啊。
In the word of God, partly is bitter.
像老约翰当年呢得到神的话把他出下去呢就在肚子里面发苦啊。
And just like the old disciple Paul, when he swallowed the word of God, it was bearing bitterness within him.
虽然这样呢，他却能够呢，遵守主耶稣忍耐的道。
Even he was feeling the bitterness, he was able to persevere.
所以这种豪徒的人呢，都能够经得起世界的这个变化的考验。
For those who are of good soil, they are able to withstand the changes in this world.
请看启示录第三章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3 verse 10.
启示录第三章第十节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。约翰写信给这个七个教会的其中的一个腓拉铁会教会。
Paul has written a letter to one of the seven churches, which is the church in Philadelphia.
他们的优点就是能够遵守主耶稣忍耐的道理。
Their good point is that they are able to persevere and also withstand.
因此呢，在世界大灾难临到的时候
，And that's why when the calamities of the end time.
他们平常有耐心，到这个时候呢，有特别的恩典临到他们。
And because they always bear such an enduring heart, they are able to be blessed at this time.
有的人对小小的事情就没有办法忍受。
Some people could not even bear a small matter.
当然呢，面向大事情呢，就很困难站得住的。
Naturally, it will be much more difficult for such a person to face a bigger matter.
所以主耶稣对这些豪徒往往有小事渐渐训练。
So, Jesus would like to trial the person from small to big.
等到呢这个全世界大灾难来临的时候呢，在他来看算不得什么。
So when the calamities that comes or arise in the end time,This will not place them in difficulty.
因为他有坚强的信心啊。
Because they have the strong belief.
因此呢，也有特别的恩典呐。
So they bear the special grace from God.
所以古代一些豪徒的人，就是神认为豪徒的人都经常有这种训练。
In the ancient days, for those who were of the good soul, they bear this kind of trials.
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5,
第八节到十一节。
Verse 8 to 11.
雅各书第五章第八节到十一节。
James chapter 5, verse 8 to 11.
你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。第九节。
Verse 9.
弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看啊，审判的主站在门前。第十节。
Verse 10。
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作受苦能忍耐的榜样。十一节。
Verse 11。
那先前忍耐的人， 我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。雅各在这边阐明这个忍耐的道理。
James was talking about the doctrine about patience over here.
那他提及古代的一些先知异人。
He has talked about many saints in the older days.
尤其那些奉主说话的人。
Especially those spoke for in the name of the Lord.
好像我们今天经常奉主耶稣的名来说话的人。
Just like for those who spoke in the name of Lord of the Lord today.
有小小的忍耐训练到强烈的忍耐。
From a small endurance to a bigger endurance.
但是呢，我们不会改变信仰。
But we will never change our belief.
因为一直知道主耶稣就是怜悯的主，大有慈悲的主。
Because we always know that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
所以好土地的这种人呢，就是属于这种有耐心的。
For those who are of good soil are those who are patient.
主耶稣在马太福音24章里面讲到。世界末日快来临之前会发生的事情。
In Matthew chapter 24, it mentioned many signs or incidents that will happen at the end time.
那里面呢所提到的就是国家与国家的事情，民族与民族的事情。
Within it, they talk about the matter between nations and countries.
整个这个世界的局势呢让我们可以看出来。
The entire affair in this world, we were able to pinpoint.
再来就提到在教会里面爱心渐退种种的事情。
Later on, he talked about the fading love in the churches.
但到后来他说，能够忍耐到底的人。
And later he talked about for those who are able to persevere till the end.
就是得救的人。
Are those who will be saved.
就是忍耐到底必然得救。
That is for those who could endure till the end will be saved.
好像撒种呢，撒在好土里面呢，它的条件就是有忍耐。
For those who has been sold in a good soil, they must bear the heart of patience.
那么其他三种呢，就是路旁的，还有熟头地的，还有荆棘里面的。
And the other three kinds, those are one along the path, and one within the thorn, and also one on the rocky places.
当然，撒种的人呢，也非常盼望。
Of course, the sowers also hope that
能够改良
they are able to better it.
第一种的呢，能够在忙中抽空来接受神的话。
The first kind of people is those who are busy and they are able to spare their time to listen to the word of God.
那神的道还是会发芽，还是会成长。
And the word of God within him will germinate.
也要防备小鸟。
And they must also prevent the birds from eating them.
不要呢，让这个种子被它吃掉。
So that the seed will not be eaten.
所以有经常在提防小鸟的人呢，还是可以成长的。
So for those who are always looking out for birds, can also grow.
撒种的人也希望这种冲动的信仰能够改良。
The sower would hope that for those who have impulsive belief will change themselves.
不要老是做人一直那么冲动。
They should not always be so impulsive.
讲话冲动，做事态度也冲动。
In anything they do it with out of their impulsiveness.
实际上，时间呢也会把这种人渐渐改良的。
As a matter of fact, By time, this person will be changed.
人在年轻的时候很冲动，到年纪渐大就渐渐比较沉重下来。
A person who may be impulsive when he's young, but he will become less so when he's older.
所以信仰的改良有时候是靠时间来改良的。
So for someone to better his belief, it really requires time.
那么在荆棘里面的
，For those who are within the thorns.
当然呢，每个人内心都有荆棘呀。
Of course, within our hearts there are thorns.
荆棘还是可以呢，把它除掉的。
And we are able to remove the thorns.
那么种子呢，就可以继续成长啊。
So that the seed will continue to grow.
所以我们能够呢，不断除掉荆棘呢，能够提防小鸟，能够呢， 把这个泥土增加。
If we are able to look out for the birds and also take off the thorns and also add on more soil.
所以现在世界上不毛之地呢，变成回游之地的也蛮多啊。
So that for those dry lands will be turned into a land that could grow plants.
同样的，人的心地也是可以这样来改良的。
At the same token, our hearts can also be better in this way.
像以色列地啊。很多都是不毛之地。
It's like the some of the land in Israel that are so dried up.
但是他们还是靠科学的方法一直改良，一直改良，成为农场。
And they have been trying to improve the quality of the land by any scientific means.
本来那个地叫圣经记载是流奶与蜜之地啊。
According to the Bible, that the lands they have.Are lands that bears honey and milk.
后来因为呢是宗教的关系呀。
However, due to some religious reason,
这边也要争，那边也要争啊。
And people were fighting over the ownership of the lands.
就把一个小小的以色列地流奶与蜜之地成为不毛之地啊。
And then they have turned the land of Israel into a land of nothing.
所以你如果有机会到以色列去参观，真的看那不毛之地太多啊。
If you are able to make a trip to Israel, you will find that there are many lands that are dying.
但是看到他们所经营的农场，又觉得好像流奶与蜜之地啊。
But when you look at the farms that they manage, you still feel it is a land that indeed bears the honey and milk.
同样的，人的心地也可以。来改良的。
At the same token, our heart can be better this way.
请看雅各书第一章二十一节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 21.
雅各书第一章二十一节。
James chapter 1 verse 21.
所以你们要脱去一切的误会和淫语的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道理。雅各在这边强调。
James was stressing over here
能够脱去一切的误会
that we're able to get rid of all moral filth
有些事情呢是观念问题
and many things that are conceptual
有的人调整他的观念就放得下
for some people when they adjust their concepts they are able to bear with it
如果没有办法去调整就放不下
for some people who cannot change their attitudes they could notbear with it.
就被这些事情缠绵在他的心上。
So they were enticed by all these matters.
所以人的个性不容易改变。
And indeed, the nature of a person is difficult to change.
但是呢，在神的家中，能够改变的人还是很多啊。
However, within the house of God, there are many people who could change their personalities.
这就是神的道理的功效。
That is the effectiveness of the word of God.
既然呢，我们能够接受主耶稣的真理呀、啊、
，And since we are able to receive the truth from God，
那么这个真理在我们内心呢，总是有一种力量。
And this truth bears the power within ourselves。
那么这种力量到后来就能够救我们的灵魂得救、啊。
And this power will lead us to salvation at the end time。
所以保罗强调要把神的道理轰轰呼呼存在心里。
So Paul said we must have the word of God dwell in us greatly.
那让我们内心能够得到美好的造就。
So they will receive much edification from it.
不止这样，听到道理能够把它实践出来。
Not only so, upon hearing the word of God, we must able to practice it.
所以听道容易，要行道就不容易。
It is easy to listen to the word of God, but it's difficult to carry out the deeds for it.
那么好土里面的。就是呢，能够听到又行道。
For those who belong to good soil, they are the one who hears it and also work with it.
我们再看二十二节到二十五节。
Let's also go on reading verse 22 to 25.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己，因为听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面貌。二十四节。
24。
看见主了以后，随时忘了他的相貌如何。二十五节。
25。
唯有 详细查看那全备属人住由朱立华，并且时常如此。这个人既不是听了就忘了，乃是实在行出来，就在所行的事上必然得福。雅各在这边强调行道的重要。
James was emphasizing the importance of carrying out the deeds in their faith.
听而不行的人，
for those who hear and do not do,
好像在整容照镜子发现呢，不整齐啊，不去整容。
Just like some people went through cosmetic surgery, that when they saw themselves in the mirror, they do not like to go for surgery.
每个人都喜欢照镜子，每个人都喜欢听道理。
We all like to look at ourselves in the mirror. We all like to listen to the word of God.
喜欢整容的还是很多啊。
For those who like to go through plastic surgeries are among majority.
同样的，喜欢遵守主耶稣道理的人还是很多的。
Of course, in the same token, there are many people who also want to listen to the word of God.
那这些人都能够在他所行的事上来得到福气啊。
And all these people do want to have the blessings from God.
所以这些豪徒的人，就是呢在主耶稣里面生根建造的人。
And for those who are of the good soil, they are rooted firmly in the ground.
因此我们把它称为扎实的信仰。
So that we call them the people who have the firm belief.
请看哥罗西书第二章第七节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 7.
哥罗西书第二章第七节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 7.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。这里提到说，在主耶稣里面生根建造。
Here it says to root and build up himself within the Lord.
信心坚固。
And the faith becomes strong.
这就是扎实的信仰。
That is a firm belief.
我们大家都是这种信仰。
And we all belongs to this kind of faith.
因此在基督里面呢，感谢的心会渐渐增多啊。
So that within the Lord, we are able to give more thanks to God.
那么有关主耶稣讲到这个撒种的比喻。
And about Jesus talking about the parables of the sowers.
我们这几个礼拜呢，阐明这些道理。
In this few weeks, we have talked much about this parable.
当然，在主耶稣所讲的比喻里面，会越来越深入。
Of course, in the parables of Jesus, will be getting more difficult each time.
当然有机会会继续来阐明这些道理。
If we have other opportunities, we would like to talk more on these topics.